This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, I want to share with you an idea and a comment of the Chidah that is found in the Sefer Chaimas Anach. And in this piece, it opens up a very important vista for us, something I really felt must be true for many years, but I didn't have a clear proof. And this Chidah says it outright. All the years, we're all familiar, first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara in Yuma says, but the second Beis HaMikdash, they had Torah, they had Gmilas Chasadim, why was it destroyed? Sinas Chinam. You know, that's probably the most quoted Gemara in Shas. And elsewhere, the Gemara says, this teaches us that Lashon Hara is equal to Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. Because the Sinas Chinam produced the sin of Lashon Hara. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that most people violate Gezel in some way. Miut ba'arayos. V'kulam b'Lashon Hara. So Gemara says, kulam b'Lashon Hara. Ela avak Lashon Hara. Says the Chidah, Moshe Rabbeinu opens up Sefer Devarim by teaching Klal Yisrael what are the primary causes of Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he begins with the word Eila. Eila is a Rosh Tevois. Avak Lashon Hara. Eila Hadavarim. Avak Lashon Hara. But there's another Avera that Klal Yisrael has in their repertoire that is responsible for the Churban. And I had proofs to this many years, but not as explicit as we're about to see. And the other Avera that Klal Yisrael is guilty of is Bittul Torah. This is an idea that the Ramchal writes about in the Derech Eitz Chaim, that the Ramchal says explicitly, the main cause of our galus is Bittul Torah. The Derech Chaim HaKadosh writes that the reason why our galus is so long is because of Bittul Torah. And because Moshe Rabbeinu will be the Redeemer, he doesn't want to redeem us if we're Mevato from the Torah. And the Chidah says, well, doesn't the Navi say that was the sin of the first Beis HaMikdash? Aren't we going to read, Al-Mahav Daharet, Al-Azvames Toirasi, Asher Nasati, Lefnehem. And that, the Gemara even says, why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because Shalai Bercha Batara Tchila. However, says the Chidah, that even though the Gemara says that Bittul Torah was the first Beis HaMikdash and Sinas Chinam was the second Beis HaMikdash, the Zayar teaches Bittul Torah is the cause of the Churban, even of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, because I love you guys so much on this year, even though it's a small crowd, I want to share with you a Chiddush Nifla. I never said it before, I want to make a shir out of this. Let's think about that for a moment. Bittul Torah is responsible for the second Beis HaMikdash, but the Gemara says in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they had Gemilas Chasadim and they had Limud HaTorah. So how could Bittul Torah be responsible for the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash if the Gemara explicitly says that they had Torah in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash? And I think we could say something very powerful, and it's very relevant to our own times. Having a lot of Torah does not mean that there isn't a lot of Bittul Torah. There's no contradiction. There could be a generation where there's a lot of Limud HaTorah, and yet at the same time, that generation has a lot of Bittul Torah. And if you want to know how's that possible, well, look at our generation. There's so much learning in our generation. Maybe there's more learning in our generation than there ever was. Among Klal Yisrael, Shiurim, Svarim, the way the Torah is available today, translations, the Gemaras, the Art Scrolls, the Masiftas, the online resources, the Shiurim, the Siddarim, the Mishnah Berurah Yoimi, Daf Yoimi, Yushalmi Yoimi, you name it. And at the same time, there's more Bittul Torah than ever in the history of the world. How is that? Because yes, we learn a lot, and yes, we have access to so much, but we also have so many things that waste our time. You know, back in the day, maybe they didn't learn as much, but they had to eke out a living, and they had to work the whole day just to put food on the table. So maybe there wasn't as much Limud HaTorah, but there also wasn't as much Bittul Torah. Says the Chida, the Zayar says, Bittul Torah destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash also. So then it comes out there are two causes for Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Number one, Eila Avak Lashon Hara. And number two, Hadivarim is the words of Torah. These are the two primary causes. And our staying in the Galus, the Chida writes, comes to be Mesakein, the Aver of Lashon Hara and the Aver of Bittul Torah. Like Chazal say, HaKol Kol Yaakov, and the Kol is the Kol that is Oisik B'Toyra, should not be a Medaber Lashon Hara. That's why Eile HaDevarim. HaDevarim is a reference to the Diburim of Torah. So this is an idea that I always had many sources in the Achroinim. Many Achroinim write that our galus is because of Bittul Torah. And I never understood, how does that reconcile with what the Gemara says, that Bittul Torah was for the first Beis HaMikdash. Chida brings the Zayar. The Zayar says it's the same goes for the second Beis HaMikdash. In any event, I want to invite everybody to join us tonight for an epic shiur. Tonight we're going to speak about the important topic of Sinas Chinam and Avas Yisrael, and really a number of revolutionary insights into the importance of this subject. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining. Okay, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.